to the reasons we lose our temper and how to manage that temper, and also how our losing our temper affects the people around us. And can they help you at all? These are the things that we're going to be discussing. We're also going to be addressing your text messages. Of course, text Dr. Raymond this morning, and with any issues you may be facing, we will get to them, I promise. But just coming back on hormonal imbalance and how that can affect your temper. A gentleman's texting saying that he gets all his hormones from tablets. He has an issue with his pituitary gland, and he's saying that I find my mood swings much more than before. I'm more impatient than before. Is there an explanation for this?
Well, of course there's an explanation, but let me tell you something. I am not an endocrinologist. I am not bonded to tell you what the actual answer is. You do need to find an endocrinologist who's qualified that can correctly answer this. As a psychologist, a clinical psychologist, I can tell you that our experiences in working with endocrinologists who send us patients with these kind of problems is that this actually does have to do with chemical imbalances. And what you're reporting is the panhypopituitarism. Now, the pituitary gland is one of the 9 hormonal glands in the body, and it is the master gland. Now, that means that it plays a very, very important role. So when it's called hypo, that means it's a little bit below hyper. Hyper is at the top, hypo is a little bit below. Pan means that it's more of a global kind of a concern. Now, I'm not using those same words that a qualified endocrinologist would use. I'm using terms that I'm familiar with when I work with patients who have been referred to us by endocrinologists. This is a chemical imbalance that is causing you a lot of problems. You need to go back to the endocrinologist who is prescribing the medications. Always keep them informed of the imbalances. With these 9 glands that are in the body, you need to always make sure that they are balanced. Endocrinology is the medical profession that handles this kind of study. Do not hesitate to call your endocrinologist every single day if you have to report what the imbalances are. It's a serious situation, not to be frightened, but to be alert so that you can get correctly medicated. New kind of measures can be taken to rebalance the medication, to get you on better management of the medication dosage to help you. It's not a hopeless situation. It's just one that may be time-consuming to get you correctly balanced.
Here's an example of a family dynamic and how temper tantrums from the husband can really have an effect on everybody else in the family. My husband's 45 years old and throws temper tantrums. We've been together for 16 years and have 2 children at 16 and 11 years old. They are also displaying temper tantrums. I'm the calm, optimistic supporter of the family, and I'm tired of always being the one to keep the peace. He cannot handle anything that may go wrong in any given day. For example, if he loses it over simple things like getting lost while driving, or if my daughter wears her hair a certain way, he hates it. He speaks with such hatred in his voice. I try to keep the children away from this verbal abuse, and I try to make him see how he's acting, but nothing seems to work. After he calms down, then he acts like nothing has happened. Is there something I haven't tried other than leaving him? We've split before, but this verbal abuse always makes me feel like I have to take him back, which sounds weird, but it's true. I feel as though our relationship is over, but something always keeps me from completely ending it.
It sounds like learned helplessness on her part, in which he has been so devastatingly abusing the family with verbal abuse, which results in emotional abuse, of course, and sometimes controlling the family through economics, social abuse, and many other kinds of ways, can be quite devastating for the whole family. Everybody's walking on eggshells. Now, there is an explanation, but there is no excuse for that kind of behavior when, in fact, there is help. And if that person refuses to get help, then you have to make a choice. You cannot live the rest of your life, nor put your children in that situation where they think it's okay to have that behavior and this is normal, and they end up marrying somebody who's similar to that and have to re-suffer it all over again. You can stop that bad cycle. If the person's behavior is such because of learned behavior or because it's chemical or a combination, there are ways to stop that. There may be a secondary gain in the way of controlling, but it doesn't matter. Like I said, there's explanations, but there's no excuse. You can advise him, and you can, as the family, go to get help by a qualified psychologist who works in these kind of family dynamics. These kind of destructive behaviors do have solutions, but it will take a while, not a long time, for that person to realize that there's a problem, and hopefully it's not because you've already decided to divorce him that he's realized there's a problem, and then it's too late to get back.
Mm.
But these kind of situations can be quite debilitating, not only to the children, but let me tell you what might happen in the future. Not only are their children going to be angry with the parent who behaved that way, they're going to be angry with you for allowing the parent to behave that way and not stopping them. So children need both parents to protect them. And if one parent is in a situation of bad behavior, the other parent will have to protect the children. It is not a matter of right or wrong, good or bad here. It's a matter of protecting your children at any expense. Your children are of the essence here. You have to protect them, not only physically and psychologically now, but also the ramifications it can have on them in the future. It may be difficult to break away because sometimes a bad habit is easier to deal with than making significant changes in life that you can't even predict. So sometimes we'd rather keep up with the bad habit because we know what to expect and how we're going to react than having that change, which we usually resist, because we don't know how to behave. We don't know what to expect. There is help. You need to get help, and it needs to be done right away. It's not something to think about. You've already thought about it too much. Here's a situation where you can say, we have a choice. We either get help, and if there's not going to be any help, then there has to be a solution to not have to live in this damnation every single day of our lives.
If you've got a husband, I think this husband's 45 years of age, and can you break that pattern? Can he change that behavior?
You can change at any age. You just have to be understanding there's a need to change. And many times denial, which is the first stage to get over, to get through, is the one that takes the longest, where stage 2 and 3, for instance, would be much easier once you've gotten through stage 1. A lot of people are in denial, and especially if the anger gets so much out of hand that they don't realize that they're being destructive. And I have had experience with people who are heads of organizations, heads of families, who don't even realize the damage that they're doing. It's kind of like the adrenaline goes so high in the brainstem, they can't be logical or rational. As a matter of fact, it gets even higher than that, and they have blackouts. So they don't even know what they said or did until they've calmed down and the family said, this is what you said or this is what you did. And they're in denial. They say, I don't remember doing that at all. And after a consistency of that, you find that they really didn't remember it. Now, one of the things we mentioned earlier was, are people responsible when chemical changes get the best of them? And you know, does that mean that if a person's having a chemical change, can they do something bad and get by with it in a forensic situation? And yes, sometimes that happens, but it has to be proven medically and psychologically. So that doesn't become an excuse, well, I beat my husband up because it was that time of the month. It is not an excuse. It may only be an explanation. So there are many, many aspects that has to be discovered. But yes, there is help.
And changes can be made. Yes, imagine that, the rage that one can feel, that you don't even remember what you've said or what you've done. And when you come down out of that rage, how does that person feel? Is there remorse? And if there is, that shame, embarrassment, all of these emotions could come into play.